Hello?
Hi, my name is Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Luis?
This is Luis. Hi.
Hi, Luis. The reason for my call, and if you're busy now, we could reschedule. But the reason for my call is to follow up and help you with guiding you on the video verification, the Google video verification, and also that you wanted to give us some high-end areas for your Facebook ads.
Yeah, actually, I can do the video, but the problem is I don't have too much memory in my telephone. But what I have to do, I'm ready for, or last, I don't know if I did it already,
okay.
And I don't know why they want me to do it again.
Okay, I'm gonna look at it one more time. I looked at it a moment ago. It looked like it still needed to be done. Okay, Google requires additional info to verify that you manage. Okay, so I'm clicking on the verify button, and I'm going to see it still wants a business recording. So let me ask you, my first question to you is, when I'm making sure that you have access to the Google listing, I see two different emails. One says Luis Vargas, and one says Luis Varian. Are both of those emails yours or with your company?
Yeah, both they are mine, yeah.
Okay, so it means you can log into the Google listing with either one of those emails to do this. And when you tried, when you thought you did it before, and sometimes it does have to, it looks like maybe back in May it was done, but sometimes they do have to be redone. There's different reasons why Google will make it need to be redone. So do you want me to send the instructions on how to do it again, and you just follow those instructions?
And then what I have to do, just take a recording of my trucks and my place, or what?
Yes. When you do the recording, I mean, like, you have to be logged into the Google listing and hit verify, and then it'll show you the recording, where to start. And then when you start, yes, you're going to show your truck, walk around your truck and show the license plate, the equipment that you have, whether if it's on your truck or close by, and you walk around, show your equipment, and you need to show some kind of marketing material. So if you have a business card or an invoice that has your business name on it, then you want to show that in the recording. The recording has to be 1 minute long, at least 1 minute. But it doesn't need to be, more than a minute and a half. Okay. So less than 2 minutes, but at least 1 minute.
Okay.
And so I will resend the instructions where it has the link for you to click on and start it. And then because you can't actually do it while we're on the phone, but also then you add something else. You wanted to give us some specific areas for your Facebook ads, right?
Yeah, I'm looking for epoxy and interior like remodeling, like kitchens and bathrooms. You know, because this is the problem. The winter is here already, and then I don't really want to anything about concrete because it's cold already, pretty much. So I say like epoxy, like interior remodeling or home improvement. Home improvement, you can just put a epoxy, one feature of epoxy, and kitchens and bathrooms. Or, you know, like pretty much, I think that can be good. You go like even like 2-3 pictures. Like, I don't know how you do the videos or whatever. To be honest, I don't see it. But probably you're the expert. So yes, I want like interior, like I think right there, like home improvement. I think that involves like kitchens, bathrooms, and paint or whatever, right?
Yes, you. Well, remodeling, you know, it is usually everything, you know, like, you know, if you're building the bathroom and you know, putting new sink or tubs or tile, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a moment then, because this is more than just your Facebook ads that we may be talking about. Your whole Google business profile is set up to be decorative concrete. And so everything about it here is outdoors. So if you're not, if you're talking about, it's one thing to change your Facebook ads, but it's another that we actually, it looks to me like you need your Google listing and your website and everything to change if you're wanting it to be about indoors. Indoor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, because you're still mentioning epoxy, and everything that says epoxy right now on your account is related to, you know, epoxy coating. What is that, like garage floors, or what is that?
Yes,
usually?
garage floors.
Okay. So you still do epoxy. Is it usually called coating?
Coatings too, coatings, but people know more about epoxies and you know, people know more about epoxy floors or polyureas or whatever. I mean, they can do some resources about, you know, like the other companies around, like they do one day job or whatever. But say like polysporics or whatever. But I mean, if you just, people talk, know about epoxy, and that means like the coating and flakes and all that kind of stuff.
So, okay, so epoxy and coating, all your keywords that you already have that are epoxy and commercial epoxy and coating is still valid, but not
yes.
Escape finishing, edging, stamped concrete, driveway,
no.
Concrete boarding, none of that.
Nothing of concrete, nothing outside really like all that. Yes, like, more like epoxies. And, I mean, like garages, and right then the garages also can be like, remodeling and then epoxy. That one you mentioned, the code epoxy, because it's something I can do in the winter, and also I can do the drywall, or I can do the texture or paint in the garage, in the kitchen, and the bathrooms too. I think that can be excellent because that gives me some work.
Okay, textural. Because what I need to decide is how we're going to redo the whole website and change your keywords. So it's more than just
Facebook ads.
Okay. You're welcome. So let me just get a couple things you said. Drywall, textural paint, all interior painting. And you also said home improvement, so kitchens and bathrooms. So do you do kitchen remodeling where you actually put in sinks and showers and things like that?
Yes, yes, and that's what I'm looking now for winter, you know, that more.
Okay, so you definitely do remodeling, kitchen and bathroom remodeling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with this, I've got an idea of the keywords, and we might go a little more into it, but I know what we're looking for. We still want everything related to epoxy coating and garage floors, but I think the main thing is going to be remodeling, interior or home improvement, kitchen and bathroom remodeling is, and you do paint and drywall. Okay.
Yeah, that's part of the remodeling.
Right. So one of the key things, you have to a primary search phrase. That main primary search phrase right now for you says decorative concrete. And so we have to change that. And, the one primary one, and you were under a concrete contractor as your primary search phrase. We don't have to remove that since, you know, you'll still be doing that next year. But all the keywords that we're really going for, your primary one now needs to become, we have remodeler, kitchen remodeling or bathroom remodeling, painter, things like that, I would say.
Yes.
We either make your primary search phrase in remodeling contractor, or do you lean more toward kitchen or bathroom or home improvement?
Yes. And also, too. I mean, how many keywords can be there?
Well, we can have all these keywords we talk about and more, but but your primary search phrase, there has to be one thing. That is the leading number one thing that we say, okay?
Whatever you think is more professional, like I don't know, home improvement or you tell me.
Okay, or remodeling, but the Google category, the primary one is going to need to be remodeling.
You're talking remodeling or home improvement. What is that?
Okay. All right.
Because also I install granite, you know, the kitchen and, you know, like countertops and
countertops.
Kitchen countertops and, you know, and, pretty much, and we don't have to say it's granite or a formal, just countertops, or you want to put a granite or, whatever the other words, I mean, like, of course, or, you know, pretty much it's,
You do all types, of countertops?
No, it's just inside for now. Really outside, no, the people that know me about. I'm sorry.
Oh, I meant when you're inside, do you do all types of countertops?
Yes, all kinds.
All kinds, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so home improvement sometimes, so, you know, we're going to say either home improvement or remodeling. Sometimes people are handymen too, which is a little bit less than I think what you do. Or sometimes, maybe not, you know, sometimes handymen do all these things.
But probably handymen people call you more about small things, very, very small.
Smaller,
you know,
things.
Like put it at the door or even sometimes put against the lock. And then I want a little bit more like a bigger company than one person, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to suggest this. We can put home improvement if you prefer it. Otherwise, I'm leaning toward remodeling contractor or remodeling or home remodeling.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Any of those are fine with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, so as I understand it then, it's going to take a few days, maybe even up to a week before they have the website changed. And what we do first is we change your account and everything that's going out to Google with these keywords and a primary search phrase. And then they also change the website. When all that's changed, then we also send it to, well, and we'll also send it to the Facebook department to change all of their keywords. Okay?
Yes, yes. And also, like, for example, right there in the, the part of in the kitchen, you can also, from floors to, I mean, whatever, but everything. I can do everything in the kitchen. Okay? Kitchen
okay.
And bathroom. So, you know, but I mean, it includes, I don't know, maybe also flooring, you know, that maybe that's
okay.
The word, like flooring. Flooring, paint, drywall. That's three words that really get into the remodeling. So I think that can be good, you know. Flooring, paint, drywall, and kitchens, bathrooms, countertops. All those are related to BBC. BBC, please, for me. Winter.
What is that thing that you said, BBC? What did you say there?
I
don't know what you meant by BBC. I didn't know what you meant.
Oh, be very busy. That's what I want to be.
Oh, be very busy. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Whatever you feel is good for it, right there in the kitchen, you know, like, interior or whatever. That's the, like, vanities and all that kind of stuff in the shower, complete showers and kitchens.
Got it. So, then what I'm going to be asking them to find stock pictures of some of the, you know, which we have because we're going to be changing up your website. Because your website has to really change completely right now. It is all concrete, right?
Because concrete is, you're talking there like 6 months, like really nothing in concrete. So, it's
now,
maybe 2 months now.
Since nobody in your area is going to ask for concrete during those months either, you know, because they also know you can't do that in the winter, right?
No.
If you want, we can leave it on your website but push it down where everything we talked about would be what's at the top, but we didn't remove that completely. Is that okay with you? or do you want
to? If you don't remove it, that's okay, or you want to remove it completely?
Either, whatever our team decides is best then.
Well, what we can do, if you want, make it easy. You just leave whatever you have now and just put a section with, say, interior projects. And then you just
that's my thought, is that we keep what you've got, but we don't leave it on top. The epoxy concrete floors can stay on top.
Yes.
And then all the other things that we're talking about, the remodeling.
Yes, and then the rest can be, because you can go interior projects, and then in the website, and then also outdoor projects. So outdoor projects, pretty much put it in the end. And then, and then even, let's say, people looking for interior projects, they go to interior projects, and he starts seeing, like, kitchens and bathrooms or whatever, you know. And then they don't really have to go to, an exterior projects later for winter. I mean, to make it easy, probably going to be better to leave it. And then exterior projects, the people can go right there. And even maybe people keep calling me for interior projects, too. So that can be very nice for me.
I agree with you that we're keeping it. We're just not putting it, the same thing on the top. That way it's still all there. And then later in the year, if you want to, you know, change the order of things, that's fine. But it's all there already.
Yes. And also, if it's ways to, I can put pictures. I mean, if it's ways like I can put pictures, I can save the work and I can do that, too. If I can just later, add another picture and put it there.
And
yes. I just added, you know, let's say if people go for epoxy, I want to put together all the epoxy pictures, you know, later. Or people looking for kitchen, maybe put like categories like, let's say, epoxy, garages, and then have all the, I want to put all the pictures right there. And then if people push garages, they take you to garages because that's where they care about, where they're looking for. But maybe have a kitchen, if the people looking for kitchens, they can have another picture where they can push right there on a slide or whatever, and just see the picture and kitchens. If people looking for bathrooms, push it. You know, so that way they don't have to see all the websites. And sometimes they don't care about what country because that's not where they're looking. So that may make it something simple like that can be very nice. They put kind of slide or some slideshow or something, you know.
Okay. I think what we're first going to do, I'm first going to make sure you know where to give us all the pictures so that we can work with them, you know, so that we have them to move around, you know, and put where we need to put them.
And then probably maybe you just need like few, like let's say two for epoxy and maybe two for kitchens, two for bathrooms or whatever, because I don't really have pictures in the bathrooms, okay? I have like two. But later on, if it's ways to, I can add it, that can be easy too. If I just go right there and then add it another picture and put it right there in the portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
okay. Absolutely.
So for me, it's hard sometimes to send it to you because I'm working and then I'm not very good in technology. So that's easier for me just maybe one evening or whatever time I choose to put the picture right there in the same, you know, in the website. I think that can be easier than be looking for you. To do that, you know.
Yes. So, do you know how to add pictures right now into your dashboard?
No, it's something that I need to. I don't know. They can send me some information, and then I can tell my kids to do that for me.
If you see
my other website in the other company, in the other one, I have a lot of pictures, and I don't really have it in this website. And then if I can erase, that can be nice for me. If I know how to edit or whatever. In Facebook, I think I can do it, but I don't know in the website. I think, you know, but I mean, if it's ways to I can do it, that can be easy for me too. Because I can.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is easy that I would want to be able to show you because the instructions are one thing, but if I show you one place where you can add your photos, and then there's another part that can be more difficult as far as actually being able to change your whole website yourself. That part, I would actually have somebody talk directly to our website department for. But just if I were showing you something, I would show you where to put, how you can put the pictures in that they go in the gallery. And how you can also move them around and change the order that they're in. Okay.
Yes, that's going to be nice. Yes.
Okay. Do you have a moment that I show you now?
Well, yeah, if you want to just, let me see. Even, if it's too difficult, I can write it right here. Sometimes I go to step because I know my son comes from work and then he's sleeping. That can be bad, you know, because he can help me. But I mean, I can try it. If it's not too difficult,
I'll put his keywords. I'll first show you like trying it and then I'll send you an email that they can follow. But there's more if I show you just a little something, you know?
Yes.
Okay. So have you ever logged into your dashboard?
No.
Okay.
No.
So if I'm sending you something right now, I didn't send it yet. Okay. I'm going to send you something right now, and you're going to be doing this on your phone, right?
Yes. And let me go actually to my house to charge my phone. Bad, and my phone is dying. That's bad.
Oh, okay.
I was ready to leave, but I mean, that's important for me, really, you know, so that's where I get to start. And,
okay.
That can be good for me because that way I need to, the sooner to have some work because it's not really nothing. I don't have nothing to, I was ready to go in insurance for somebody to subcontract me, but I'm looking better when I do directly my jobs, you know.
And I know in the past there were notes on your account that said don't use stock photos, only yours. But right now, when we make this change to include kitchens and bathrooms, it's okay for us to start with stock photos and let you add more later, right?
So this one doesn't work here. Okay. 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 Sorry. Okay.
Hmm. Tell me when you're ready.
Yes, I'm sorry that we have this problem with my telephone, but just a minute.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay, so I sent you something that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. You got this in a text message and an email, so whichever easier for you, tell me when you see it.
You send me now my password? Yes.
Okay, so you just click on the link and then put in your phone number, the phone number that ends in
it. What says Locust Flash, YouTube or Locust Flash?
Not the YouTube. The YouTube is sort of instructions on the dashboard, but
okay.
It's the first one.
See, that's the only thing I got for now.
Okay, so at the top. No. It at the top of this email where it says access your or message, access your advanced reporting now. You can log into your account at HTTPS. Do you see all that?
Okay. Yes, question now is. Mm-hmm.
When you click on that, it'll ask for your username and password unless it takes you straight in. It depends. Mm-hmm. If it asks for username and password, then I'll say it to you.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, it's too slow on my phone. I don't know why it happened.
Okay.
Right now, I think it's fine.
Well, that happens to my computer sometimes.
Yeah. Yes. Taking forever. And actually, I tried to get inside, and that happened always. It doesn't show up. I mean, looks like it's thinking, but it's thinking too much. So that's why, you know.
Yeah, is your internet? Do you have problems with your internet?
That can happen because, I mean, my telephone too, because even I try my telephone. I mean, and that doesn't put me right away. But yes, in the side, yes, when I try to go to Locust Plus, like really something else, no, only Locust Plus.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's not really. Yeah, it's not showing yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So tell me what you've clicked, what part you're waiting on. Do you see the text message or you clicked on the link and it didn't open yet?
Doesn't open yet.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Here is, I got it here. Frequently visiting, local splash, Facebook, local splash, HUB, frequently visited.
Perfect.
No, that one, right?
Okay. No, that yes, one. You're in the right place. Now let me tell you where you're going to go. You have
okay.
a menu. If you open the menu, there's three lines in the corner.
Menu.
It won't say menu. It'll be like three lines in the maybe left corner.
Apple, Sprint, no.
What'd you say?
No, I don't see that.
We're looking for a menu that says leads, website, listings, Google Insights.
You're talking like I have to go. What says go? Go. Okay.
Wait. Describe what you're seeing in your page where you are right now.
It's blank. It's white.
No. It's just blank.
That's what happened to me before.
Okay. I'm going to check on something. You know, it might work better for you if you download our app.
And that,
you
that
been,
has the instructions right there?
Let me check. I might have to give you something else, so let me check, okay? No, this doesn't tell you how to download the app. Let's see. Well, you can go on your phone right now. Actually, you know, when you go into your store, your app
okay.
store, what kind of phone are you on?
I have an iPhone.
Okay. So.
Store. Well, I have here Local Splash. Just a minute. I have here Local Splash. Even I have it here before. Local Splash and send me to opportunity, manage your lead and everything else your company needs to, yeah, maybe this one, no?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. App permissions before you get started, you should run microphone permissions. So, okay, yes, microphone on. Continue.
Okay. Have you logged into this before? Is this the first time or no?
I think before I did. Because this is in my dash and my board in front of my phone.
Yeah, but it's, okay.
But it's still thinking.
But it says you've never logged in, so you probably have to have a code sent to you. When you try to log in, it might send you a code.
Yes. But it's still thinking. That's bad.
Huh?
Microphone to play the receive call. I don't know why it's too slow, my phone. Do you think maybe because my battery is not strong?
It can be if your battery is weak, but basically it's usually if it's circling. If you're plugged into the wall right now, are you plugged in?
Yeah, it's in the wall.
Mm-hmm. So it should be working, but it has still you have to have strong internet for.
Yeah, probably that's why maybe it's not too strong internet. because he's just thinking and.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this?
Yes.
I've sent you other email that tells about sending us photos, and it also shows, you know, how to log in or download the app, which you already have. I can see that you've never logged into the app, so when you have success with that, it'll probably send a code to your phone one time. And after that, every time you click on it, you'll be able to log in. Once you log in, I can show you where to put pictures. So, what's that?
You send it. ID is the other telephone. It's in my business, that telephone. I got it. I receive it now. ID, but this is my other telephone.
I see.
And this is my personal, the one I have now, 920-903-4176. Yeah, I received your email. Yeah, access your dashboard.
Well, yeah, if you want to do it that way, the text message went to there as well. Are you looking at the email or the text message?
I'm looking at the text message now.
Okay.
What you sent me.
Okay, so you can do this one too. Either one was going to work for you, but only if your internet's working. So when you're on this one, go ahead and click on that link, and let's try again.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you can send me that information, and then I can try to get inside.
So that's what we'll do. I've sent you some emails, and when in the meantime, I'm going to request all these changes that we need on your account. Okay.
Yes.
And any time that you want to call in, call back that your internet's working and you still need some help with it, then we can help you. Also, you said that I think your son or someone helps you get in, do some of these things.
Yes.
Is there ever one of them that would be calling us that you want to give permission on your account to?
Yes. I give him permission, yes. Yes.
Okay. So what's the name of that person that might call in to ask us to show him?
Luis Ordante.
Okay.
Dante. But normally they with me always, you know, so that way.
Okay. And, but just in case, for some reason, and how do I spell his name? Last name?
Vargas. V-S Victory, A-R-G-A-S.
Oh, the same as yours, then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is he a junior?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if he happens to call, we can also help him. That's my point. Like if you say, call them and have them show, okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, then I'll leave you with those emails. I'll start the process of them beginning to make these changes so that your website will change, everything will change for what you've asked. And then you can call back anytime when your internet's working and you want us to show you how to add pictures. But in the meantime, we have permission to find some stock photos of kitchens and bathrooms to go with what the changes we're making. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then keep in mind that later on, if you have better photos or different photos you want to change out, we can keep changing it anytime. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else I could help with right now?
So well, excellent help. But let's say next time if I have to call, look for you or look at, or just anybody, or just call a local splash and then give you your privacy, three numbers, what do you call this?
Okay. Well, I can tell you that your fastest way of getting help is to call in and have the first person help you and just tell them. But you can ask for me if you like. I'm not here in the mornings, but my name's Shalette, and you can always ask for me. But if I'm not here.
It's okay. Shalette?
Yes. Shalette.
Shalette. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's okay. Actually, for me, it's better. What time, normally, around what time you there?
Okay, let me check. What I'm looking for is what time zone you're in. I just didn't see your location yet. One moment. Okay. Are you on Eastern time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then I normally come in at 2 o'clock your time. 2 to 6 your time.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Solid, right?
Yeah. So you can always ask for me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And then
you're welcome.
Talking, maybe I'm going to be ready until next week. Or wait.
Yeah. Some of the changes on the account will happen, at the beginning of next week, but the website itself, the website changes, that can take about a week, okay?
Okay, but let's say, so in that case, it's better, like you say, put my ads, my Facebook ads into have the website.
I'm going to go ahead and ask them to make the changes on the Facebook page now anyway. On Facebook. I'll ask for those changes now, and they'll decide if they have to wait for any more information or if they can make the changes now. Okay?
That's going to be excellent. That's going to be excellent. So that way, and then they text me already. They say it's ready. I mean, because really, I need to get some work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that can be good if my Facebook ad start working, you know. That
got
can,
it.
Right away. That can be nice. Then later, because I'm looking to pay a little more when I have my website to see if I can go and Google Ads.
Google Ads, yeah. Well, yep, and those can definitely, all those things can help you. Like you said, they work quicker than the Google listing itself, but we got to get your website up to speed to match these new services.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. And Luis, if you have any questions, call back, ask for me if you like, and we'll get this started.
Yes, thank you. It's very important for me, if they put categories, so, and then that way I can add the pictures for, you know, like garages or kitchens or bathrooms. That's very important for me. You know?
Okay, so I want to bring up two things. On the website itself, you know how you have pages right now? You have service pages on your website, like three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And on the service pages themselves have their pictures that are related to what that page is about. And then you have a gallery that holds all your pictures. So in the gallery, you will also want some headings, some different headings, like for kitchens, bathrooms, and you just want some headings. In other words, your page is, we're going to add service pages to your website, and on each service page, it's going to have pictures that go in on those pages, but you still have a gallery that will hold all your pictures, and I think that you also want in the gallery everything to be separated as much as we can with some headings for kitchens and bathrooms and epoxy garage floors and like that, right?
What I'm looking is to make something simple for people. Let's say they're looking for tile for floors or kitchen. They just can go right away to the picture of the kitchen. And then, if they're looking for epoxy, they just click the epoxy, you know, the three categories or whatever. They go to epoxy. And then later you can put the another jobs, and that can be even the other countries or whatever. But I mean, it's not something that they show up right away, you know, until they dig in more, until they go more about, you know. So they say interior projects and outdoor projects, or you know, something like. So that way they focus in more. People don't want to see many things; they just want to see what they get care about, what they're looking for. So that's what I want to like those.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that part is not about the gallery. That part is about the webpage itself. Like right now it has three areas, decorative concrete services, epoxy concrete floors, and concrete curbing. And if somebody's interested in one of those things and they click on it, the page opens up about those things specifically. Having said
do
that,
the same thing. Do the
we're
going to
do
now with the interior project. Uh-huh.
That's automatic. Yes, they're going to be ordering new pages for some of these different services, okay? And like kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, at least you already have epoxy coating, and maybe something separate for interior painting or countertops. Okay. And keep in mind, the adding pictures to the gallery is really easy and can be moved around to show you how. Changing pictures on your the new pages, it can be done also by you, but somebody in the website department would need to teach you after, the best way. However, once you see what we've done, then we can do some more. Like once you see, okay, we've got it there. And the first time you see, okay, that's good, but now I want this, we can make more changes to it, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll get it started, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, have a good day. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.